I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. Today is Friday, it's the 25th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 60 degrees.
Got a closure of northbound 215 on the west side. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin the morning with breaking news along the West Side Belt, where the Highway Patrol says a woman died after she was struck by multiple cars on the freeway.
I-215 is shut down right now at 47th South. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest on the investigation. John?
Yeah, Amanda, highway officials say they first started getting reports at about 12:30 overnight that someone walking around on foot on I-215 was hit by multiple vehicles. Upon arrival, they found that individual dead at the scene. They say it's early in the investigation, and they don't know why this woman was on the highway. So for the time being, they are treating this area as a crime scene.
As such, the freeway will be closed for several more hours. We're hoping to have it open at around 6 a.m. this morning, if not sooner.
Trooper Chris Bishop with Utah Highway Patrol says specifically it's northbound that's being closed at 47th South due to the fatal crash, which is at 38th South. He says all the drivers involved in the accident have been cooperating, and in fact, one of the drivers that may have hit the woman was the first one to call in the accident to dispatch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A wild standoff complete with helicopters and hecklers has ended with two arrests in a Cedar City Hills neighborhood.
Utah County Sheriff spokesman Sergeant Spencer Cannon says this is all centered around a man, Paul Kenneth Cromar, who they say owes over $1 million in taxes. His home was seized by the court and sold, but deputies say Cromar and his wife were essentially squatting there at the home for 8 months while the case worked its way through the courts.
There had been some statements made by Mr. Cromar and others that they would never leave the home.
Well, as you just heard in the background, a group in support of Cromar made some noise during a press briefing afterwards, and two medical helicopters had landed preparing for possible injuries. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Cromar and his wife were taken into custody and faced charges. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Some teachers will be rallying against the new back-to-school plan outside the Davis School District offices this afternoon. Ninth grade teacher Jennifer Baker says plexiglass shields will not protect her friends who teach elementary school.
I don't know a single teacher who teaches behind their desk. We are up in the room. We are around. We are helping kids. We're answering questions. We have kids that need to talk to us privately. So the plexiglass in that way is pretty much useless.
District officials say there have been very few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, which is why they're moving those campuses to mostly in-person instruction.
The Pac-12 and Mountain West conferences have announced fall football schedules. Sam Farnsworth is with KSL Sports.
The Pac-12 will not be left behind with the rest of the major college football conferences moving forward. The Pac-12 CEO group and chancellors announced that the conference will begin preparing for a conference-only season to begin on November 6th. The conference is planning on a 7-game conference-only schedule that will culminate in a Pac-12 championship game played on December 18th.
The Mountain West will begin an 8-game conference-only schedule on October 24th.
It was another night of protests in Louisville. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, a couple dozen people were arrested during smaller demonstrations in Louisville last night. Governor Andy Beshear.
We have appropriate levels of law enforcement or peacekeepers there.
The state lawmaker who authored a bill to end no-knock searches, like the one when Breonna Taylor died, she was among those charged with rioting. A Breonna Taylor protest march in Hollywood last night, interrupted by a pair of vehicles plowing through protesters. One person hospitalized. Police stopped the driver, who was allowed to leave. Two other drivers involved in an altercation booked by police there. President Trump holding a campaign rally in Florida, claiming Democrat Joe Biden won't stand up for law and order.
He surrendered his party to flag burners, rioters, and anti-police radicals.
But former Vice President Biden has voiced support for law enforcement while agreeing police reform is necessary. And a federal judge orders the census count to be extended by a month. The 10-year survey of people living in the U.S. set to finish at the end of September, but will now continue through October to assure hard-to-count populations are included. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The airline industry is on edge as October 1st approaches. That's when the CARES Act and a $25 billion payroll support program expire. Former flight attendant Annette Hala worked her last flight a week ago and is waiting to be furloughed.
These are highly trained positions. We have to be trained. We have to be certified. The FAA requires certification. Once people are gone from the jobs, it will take years to bring them back.
13,000 United Airlines employees will be furloughed, along with 17,000 American Airlines workers and another 1,000 from Delta.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. We're looking at one more day of smoky skies as a cold front moving into the Wasatch Front stirs things up.
Folks who have been wanting a fall weather will really get to enjoy it for this weekend. It's one more warm day here as the breezes pick up and a front moves in. We get more sunshine, but it'll be a north breeze tomorrow and quite a bit cooler. So we're looking for a temperature drop of more than 10 degrees, at least as far as the high temperature goes. And then those morning lows are going to dip back into the 50s.
Grant says our high temperatures aren't expected to get back to the 80s until at least Wednesday.
Coming up on KSL, more from yesterday's debate in Utah's 1st Congressional District.
And KSL traffic.
Well, traffic is being forced off of I-215 at 4700 South, but it looks like they're about to reopen at least one lane. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 506.
A deeper dive on Washington politics.
What is the significance of Trump nominating a woman?
Giving a woman that position would mirror what America looks like.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry. Weekdays 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you advertise on KSL News Radio, loyalty, listeners, and results go hand in hand. Just ask Greg Bedinson from Replenish Landscape and Garden.
Well, KSL reaches hundreds of thousands of people along the Wasatch Front, and the main reason they got us started there was the greenhouse show, and of course we're in the nursery or greenhouse business. We've had the business for 17 years. It's grown each year. We started advertising with KSL in the second year, and our customer base has expanded each year.
With current events happening right now, has consistency in your advertising plan helped?
The consistency is helping. We have found that this year, with many people stuck at home, they are looking at their yard and garden, and we're having the best year ever and continue to expose to a greater audience.
Let KSL News Radio help build your business. Call Stephanie Palmer at 801-575-5811.
KSL News Time 507. Voters in Utah's 1st Congressional District will select a new U.S. representative to replace retiring Republican Rob Bishop.
KSL TV's Lat Egan has more on a debate last night between Democrat Darren Perry and Republican Blake Moore.
Republican Blake Moore touted his experience as a businessman and former Foreign Service officer. Democrat Darren Perry, a former Shoshone tribe chairman, said he'd worked his entire life to build bridges. When asked about police reform and racial equality, Perry said it's time for the country to acknowledge past wrongs, while Moore called for more access to education and criminal justice reform.
We need to be focused on the root cause. Okay? There are too many black Americans that are stuck in intergenerational poverty. That's the cause. You can look at socioeconomic status, and that's where you draw a direct correlation to crime. That's where you're going to draw more interactions with the police.
Dr. King said that riots are the voice of the unheard. I know what he means because I come from a marginalized group. I know what it's like to be not heard. I know what it's like to not have a seat at the table. If we want to fix the racial injustices in this country, we have to make a concerted effort to give those marginalized groups a seat.
I support it.
The first congressional district covers the northern part of the state and the Uinta Basin. Federal land's a big topic in that area. Moore said the state can manage some portions of that land better than the feds, while Perry said he doesn't support selling off public lands to the highest bidder. The only real instance of direct contention came when Perry asked about Moore not living within the first district. Moore responded that he grew up in Ogden, that there is a desire to return to the area. It is not a requirement for U.S. representatives to live in their district.
It's good to learn more about these two, Democrat Darren Perry and Republican Blake Moore in the first district.
Yeah, and so many other things are getting attention these days. That one's sort of been off the radar for a lot of people. It is 5:09, time for us to see what's happening out there. We've already got something to talk about, unfortunately, as we start our morning. This look brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. But, Andy, you say we may be coming to the end of the closure.
Well, the closure, the official closure has ended. They're no longer forcing people off the freeway at 4700 South. Now, the scene where police are still working on investigating, they've still only got two lanes open there. So you will be forced over to the left near the 4100 South overpass heading up towards Valley Fair Mall area on the West Belt. But you will not be forced off of I-215 any longer. This early, it hasn't created any additional traffic time. Later, when we get more traffic on there, we may see some stop and go. But for now, everybody handling the lane restrictions without any extra time. Looking good on I-15 so far this morning. It's Friday, so expecting a lighter commute overall between between Provo and Ogden. The mountains of Bear Lake are calling you to come enjoy the fall relaxing weather. Plenty of trails to experience and nature's beauty of changing colors that light up the valley. BearLake.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and this might be the last super warm day, but let's find out the details now with you, Grant.
Things are going to be warming up one more time here, and then it cools down quite a bit for the upcoming weekend. A front moving through, 86 today with a lot of sunshine, but 74 the high tomorrow. And again, we'll see sunny, a little breezy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We have started the morning cooler, though. It's 59 this hour.
Coming up in a moment, we'll get an in-depth report on the two top candidates for Utah governor debating today. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Stay right there. That's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks, as always, for starting your Friday morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When Whipple Service Champions was just a pup, I went on a misadventure to Tijuana for a paint job on my old plumbing truck, an old blood orange Ford Econoline. It was too much to paint everything white, including the door well, so I repainted it the same orange. On the way home, I parked my shiny, newly painted van on a hill in San Diego. The parking brake gave way, and down the hill it crashed into a brick flower box. Back to Tijuana for Bondo and primer. No money to repaint. The gray patch stayed on my plumbing truck for years. A lot of struggle, persistence, and not giving up passed. Now Whipple Service Champions is your best choice for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. Winner of Utah's Best of State Company 9 times in 9 years. See why? Call now and get $100 off any repair of $300 or more. 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
The sun is shining and the mountains are calling. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. And with the outdoors beckoning, Alpine is having the biggest outdoor sale of the year. I think we can all agree that now more than ever, it's important that we stay active and keep moving. That's why we're offering $125 off any of our portable oxygen concentrators. These concentrators are game changers. They're lightweight, compact, and battery operated, and easily carried in your backpack for a hike with your dog, picnic with the kids, or a simple walk around the park. If you're not needing oxygen, we thought of you too. When you spend $500 in cash at Alpine Home Medical on a lift chair or scooter, we'll give you 10% off your entire purchase. What a great way to relax after a day outdoors. To find a store near you, visit our brand new website at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
AlpineHomeMedical.com.
Just as we usually do this time of the morning, a reminder that the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line is up and running this morning. Let us know you're there. Join the conversation this morning at 57500. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a fatal auto pedestrian accident on I-215 has shut down a stretch of the highway. UHP officials say they don't know why a woman was walking around on foot before being hit by multiple vehicles. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Pac-12 has approved a 7-game football schedule that will begin in November. The Mountain West has approved an 8-game schedule set to begin in late October.
Third, let's get the latest on that situation on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
Well, we do have two lanes still blocked on 215's east belt or west belt, but they are letting traffic go by at 4700 South now. You just have to merge to the left as you go around the scene where police are still investigating. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump Thursday continued to cast doubt on the November election, telling reporters outside of the White House,
"We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. There are unsolicited millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see."
But at the same time, FBI Director Christopher Wray told Congress,
"We have not seen historically, any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election, whether it's by mail or otherwise."
ABC's Mary Bruce says there's been a response from the Senate.
Capitol Hill is sending President Trump a clear message, unanimously passing a resolution committing to a peaceful transition of power, something the president still refuses to do. Trailing in several key battleground states and down by double digits in national polls, the president is casting doubt on a hallmark of American democracy, a free and fair election.
There'll be a first today on Capitol Hill. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will become the first woman to ever lie in state there. Democratic nominee Joe Biden plans to attend a private ceremony. Less violence and fewer arrests on the second night of protests in Louisville, Kentucky, over the grand jury's decision not to directly charge any of the police officers involved in the March death of Breonna Taylor.
About two dozen people were taken into custody on Thursday into Friday, far fewer than the 127 arrested on Wednesday night. Among the latest arrestees was Attica Scott, the Democratic state lawmaker and author of legislation called Breonna's Law. She and her daughter are charged with first-degree rioting, which is a Class D felony.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan in Louisville. The man arrested, accused of shooting two police officers Wednesday, will be arraigned today. And right now in Paris, the AP says four people were wounded in a knife attack near the former offices of magazine Charlie Hebdo, who was targeted in an extremist attack 5 years ago. You're listening to ABC News.
The Utah governor's race. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The top two candidates for Utah governor will debate today.
KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce looks at each candidate and what they're doing to win in November.
Jason Perry, the director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, says Republican candidate and current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox's early start helped him when the coronavirus hit.
He said he's going to visit every single city in the state of Utah, which he did. But the worry about that is that you don't find the momentum at the right time or you don't peak at the right time. But it turned out to be a really great strategy for him because he was planting seeds ahead of everyone else. And then COVID-19 hit and no one else was able to plant seeds.
Cox's platform is centered around jumpstarting the economy again. And Perry says the polls suggest Utahns largely approve of what the state's been doing during the pandemic, giving Cox, who is the frontrunner, broad appeal.
22% of the Democrats in the state of Utah said they were also going to support Spencer Cox, which means that his campaign has been able to breach that middle ground where he's trying to get those moderates, the people on the center right and the center left. And once he's able to capture that part of the voters, it becomes very difficult for the challenger to make many inroads.
But Democrat Chris Peterson is moving full steam ahead, relying on social media to get his message out and highlighting how he would have handled the pandemic differently.
He's advocated for a statewide mask mandate. In a conversation recently with me, indicated that the governor's office should apply more pressure on some of these local jurisdictions, still let them be able to make their own decisions based on, you know, what's right for their population, but a little more involvement from the governor's office to give some direction to what they should do.
Though the coronavirus hurts Peterson's as well as third-party candidates' ability to reach voters, one advantage is they're not judging anyone by their political party.
What we're going to start hearing people talk about in the next couple of weeks is Supreme Court candidates and about healthcare and education. One's a very federal issue, but a political issue in terms of the Supreme Court appointments. But when it comes to healthcare, this is something that all candidates are looking to try to make some inroads on. What I thought was interesting in our poll here is people in Utah said the one thing they are not worried about is the candidates' political party, which means they are interested in the issues, they're interested in the policies, but whether you have an R or D in front of your name is not the primary consideration. They are looking to the people as individuals, their ability to lead.
Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
That's so interesting. 519, let's get a look now at not triple team traffic, not yet, not until 6. An early morning look brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off with a problem over on 215's West Belt. They actually had the freeway closed for several hours at 47 South. They have reopened that in the last 15 minutes. They are letting traffic get by now in the two left lanes, right after you pass 4100 South Overpass, but before you get to Valley Fair Mall, Costco area on the West Belt. That's where you'll have to move over to the left. At this point, the traffic is light enough that it hasn't caused any backups. You should be able to get by it okay. Good to go on I-15, Draper to Salt Lake. A little bit heavy as you split from I-15 onto I-84, though, in Riverdale. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I hope we haven't changed our mind about the forecast for the weekend. Let's take a look at the entire 7-day forecast with Grant.
Sunshine, a little breezy today and warm, up to 86 degrees, but it's going to cool down tomorrow, only 74 and still lots of sunshine. 71, that's going to be it on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, up to 73 on Monday, sunshine, sunny and 78 on Tuesday, warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with sunshine and 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's still on the cool side this morning, though, 59 degrees. I know everybody's been talking about mail-in ballots, Tim, and whether or not they will vote at the polls or vote by mail. Mm-hmm. And this was interesting this morning about how dangerous would it be for you to vote at the polls, just in case you're concerned about that. And there was an article this morning that said to vote at the polls is about as dangerous as going to the grocery store, just in case you're concerned. Because with the procedures that they have in place spray the everything down, to spray each voting machine down, with the physical distancing that they'll have in place at the polls, if you feel comfortable going to the grocery store, not everyone does, you know, depending on your age and your, you know, if you have any kind of comorbidity, not everyone feels comfortable going to the grocery store. Some people have others do their shopping for them. But if you feel comfortable going to the grocery store, you'd be okay going to the poll.
That's a good comparison.
This doctor says. Yeah. And if not, then you really ought to vote by mail.
Yeah. So many people go to the grocery store more than even once a week, a couple times
right.
a week. But I had never heard that kind of line of comparison drawn. That's great. Coming up in just a minute, this is kind of interesting. Sean Michael Lyle says there's been a cost of living raise for some buddy out there that you may not expect. We'll go off the radar for that. And we'll also check your money news, see if you're going to get a raise today or at least get an increase in your investments. All of that just ahead on KSL News Radio, where the news time is 5:22.
Why is the Vue Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Don't miss the final days to save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed and adjustable base, plus free premium delivery ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
I suffered with plantar fasciitis for almost 20 years.
I thought that
foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life.
If you suffer with plantar fasciitis, the search for pain relief can feel like an endless and hopeless ordeal.
I would try drugstore, you know, insoles and supports.
I've been through surgeries, foot injections.
I was trying all different things. Not a single one worked.
If you think you've tried everything to relieve your foot pain, you probably haven't tried arch supports from the Good Feet store.
And then I was driving past the Good Feet store, and I thought, I mean, why not? Give it a try. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support for my feet. Then it was like, okay, this is different. These make a difference.
I don't have foot pain anymore. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. It changed my life.
See how Good Feet arch supports work for you before you buy, with a free fitting at the Good Feet store.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
This pattern report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. We got this.
Are you unemployed or furloughed, looking to enhance your career or start a new one? SLCC is dedicated to supporting students during these turbulent times. From healthcare to tech, SLCC offers a variety of short-term training, degree programs, and certificates designed to put you on the path to success. Concerned about cost? You may be eligible for funds that cover your educational costs. Learn more about eligible programs and funding at slcc.edu/all-in.
Nobel Prize winners will get a nice raise. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. The Nobel Prize is getting bigger with a raise of $110,000 for each winner. That's the raise. The new prize, along with a shiny gold medal, will be $1.1 million this year. The Nobel Foundation says their investment portfolio has been paying off recently. The money comes from the fortune of dynamite inventor Alfred Nobel. The Conjecture podcast reports Nobel read his own obituary, mistakenly printed when his brother had died in the 1890s.
The obituary condemned Alfred for making money off dynamite, stating, "The merchant of death is dead." Understandably, Nobel didn't like this and didn't want to be remembered that way.
And thus was born the Nobel Peace Prize from the bomb maker. Other prizes followed, recognizing contributions to humanity. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money now brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. McDonald's all-day breakfast was put on hold during the pandemic to help restaurants simplify their kitchens. And there's talk it may never return. Business Insider reports franchisees say their drive-thrus are faster when they don't have to prepare breakfast items all day.
Hong Kong Disneyland has reopened for the second time during the pandemic. As new cases in the area are near zero, Hong Kong's economy is heavily dependent on tourism.
Every fall, we hear all about the pumpkin spice creation showing up at coffee and donut shops. You may have an addict in your family. But one new creation is making some people cringe. Kraft in Canada is going to offer pumpkin spice mac and cheese.
No.
That does not sound appetizing.
No.
Yes, you heard that right. Only 1,000 boxes will be made, and interested buyers have to sign up on a waiting list. Oh, good. It's not going to be in the grocery store. We won't grab it by accident.
So they're hoping to get 1,000 people that might like it out of the entire population. I think they're admitting it's probably not that good.
Yeah.
Let's see what's happening with the markets. More red numbers out there this morning. And I don't remember. I didn't see what happened yesterday. We were actually up just a little bit on the Dow. We finished up about 52. The S&P was up 10 and the NASDAQ was up 39. But taking it all back this morning, the Dow is down 216. The S&P futures off 22. The NASDAQ down 46.
What's going on the roads out there? We'll take an early look at your Friday morning drive. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Do you wear the same pair of leggings so much they might as well be your actual legs? Do you order that double pepperoni so often the pizza place knows your name? We get it. They just work. They're your favorites for a reason. Just like the Mountain America Rewards credit card. With a low rate, great rewards, and the convenience of tap to pay, there's no wonder it's your favorite. It just works. For you, find your favorite Mountain America card today. Apply at macu.com. On approved credit, membership required based on eligibility.
So tell me, Steve, why do you think you're the right person for this job?
Well, I'm unreliable, I have difficulty making decisions, and I'm terrible with people.
Okay.
Oh, and I have chronic halitosis.
Looking to hire the right person? List your opening on KSL Jobs to find local candidates that are actually qualified. We'll even give you one free listing with promo code KSL Jobs Radio. Visit jobs.ksl.com and use KSL Jobs Radio for your free listing.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at B3Kids.com. That's B3Kids.com. Brain Body Boost, powered by Select Health.
Today's movie show is brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you could win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
529, and time for us to get another look at how the roads are getting started here for the last day of the week, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here again is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, the only thing right now, we got lane restrictions northbound on 215's West Belt. The investigation of that fatal auto ped on the freeway from last night means that only two lanes are open northbound near 4100 South, but no one being diverted off the freeway any longer, which was the case overnight. And really, that's the only traffic issue right now. No issue, no slowdowns on I-15 going into Salt Lake from Utah County. Maybe it looks like they might be doing a quick slowdown on southbound I-15. Quick slowdown, get it. But at any rate, they're doing a slowdown for not very long as they prepare to pull the barrels off I-15 in Lehigh. Zero-res carpet cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your zero-res cleaning today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And do we have hot temperatures for this Friday? Let's find out with you, Grant.
Front's coming in, and this is going to be a warm day today, but it cools quite a bit starting tomorrow. 86 the high today with a lot of sunshine. Still breezy out there with the south wind, and then breezy tomorrow. But sunshine and cooler, 74. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
It's 59 degrees.
Two lanes blocked on the West Belt from an auto pedestrian crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
That's where we begin this half hour with that breaking news. One woman is dead after she apparently ran onto the freeway.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the very latest on the investigation along the 215 West Belt. John?
Yeah, Amanda, a lot of unanswered questions remain with this fatal auto pedestrian crash that happened on I-215 near 38th South. Utah Highway Patrol says they first started receiving calls at about 12:30 overnight that someone was walking on the highway and was hit by multiple vehicles. Now, why the woman was walking around on foot is still a bit of a mystery.
That's still under investigation. Again, that's why we're treating it as a crime scene. Just based on the circumstances of her being on the freeway and trying to figure out who she is and where she came from.
Trooper Chris Bishop with Utah Highway Patrol says a portion of the highway was being shut down as their investigation continues. That's near 47th South. It has since reopened to a couple of lanes. According to him, all the drivers involved have stayed at the scene and they have been cooperating with officials to this point. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A standoff with police in Utah County has ended with two arrests. Sergeant Spencer Cannon says it appears a man and his wife were essentially squatting in former homes in Cedar Hills. He says the whole thing is a matter of unpaid taxes.
There had been some statements made by Mr. Cromar and others that they would never leave the home.
Because of the remote location, two medical helicopters were brought in just in case someone got hurt, but that didn't happen.
The Pac-12 and Mountain West conferences have announced fall football schedules.
KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas begins our team coverage with more on the Pac-12 plan.
KSL Sports reports the plan would have the Utes and other Pac-12 teams playing a six-game season starting November 6th, with a seventh game serving as a playoff for the top teams in each division. University of Oregon President Michael Schill says all the teams in the league have lost money with the season postponed, but the health and safety of the athletes is the primary concern.
The amount of money that will be paid as a result of going back to play is tiny in comparison with the losses. It had no effect on our decisions.
U of U Athletic Director Mark Harlan issued a statement yesterday saying no fans will be allowed to watch the games in person. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues with Sam Farnsworth from KSL Sports.
The Mountain West says, I see a Pac-12, and I raise you one more week of play. The Mountain West Conference officially announcing that Utah State and its other member institutions will return to play on the football field beginning October 24th with an eight-game conference schedule and a championship game to take place on December 18th. Commissioner Craig Thompson also stated, though, that all games are subject to approval from state, county, and local officials.
So far, Utah State has not announced when they'll play their first game.
A leader in police reform is among those arrested in Louisville. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the demonstration was smaller in Louisville last night as curfew is in place. A couple dozen arrests were made, including the lawmaker who wrote the no-knock warrant bill for Kentucky. The mayor telling protesters he hears them.
We're listening. We're obviously engaged in this work and ready to do a lot more, but we have to do it together. And violence only hurts this cause.
Demonstrations around the country followed the announcement. Police who killed Breonna Taylor will not face charges for her death. A new Associated Press poll finding support for racial justice demonstrations is fading. Disapproval's at 44% with 39% backing the movement. In June, 54% of Americans supported those protests. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg makes history one last time today when she becomes the first woman to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. As for her replacement on the high court,
I'm getting very close to a final choice.
President Trump will announce that tomorrow afternoon. And the president responding to the Pac-12 deciding to play football this week, he tweets, congrats to the players, their families, the coaches and universities. The West Coast games will kick off soon. Then he adds, you're welcome. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Fall officially began on Tuesday. The temperatures really haven't felt that way. That changes by the end of the day tomorrow.
Quite a bit cooler. You will feel the difference by the time we get to the upcoming weekend. And by the time we get to the afternoons of the weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs only in the 70s. So again, quite a bit cooler than it's been lately. And we're going to keep this cooling trend for the first few days of next week. So early fall weather, I would say, coming our way starting tomorrow.
Grant says tomorrow's high will only be in the mid-70s. That's more than 10 degrees cooler than it will be today. Lower 70s for Sunday and Monday.
Coming up on KSL, which leading actor will be portraying former FBI Director James Comey in a new movie based on his memoirs?
And KSL traffic.
Got two lanes blocked, northbound 215 near 4100 South on the West Side Belt. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 535.
We're monitoring 24/7 for the latest information on the Supreme Court. Get the fastest updates plus meaningful discussion here. This week, ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
For nearly a decade, Universal Men's Clinic has specialized in treating ED and low testosterone with customized treatment programs that deliver a high success rate. For your convenience, we now offer telemedicine appointments. You can now safely and easily connect with our medical team anywhere you have internet access. We are confident we can medically improve your ED or low testosterone, or we will refund your money. Universal Men's Clinic remains committed to serving as your trusted medical partner, and you can be confident in making us your first option for ED and low testosterone treatment. It's guaranteed. Choose an in-person or telemedicine consultation to receive our renowned personalized medical care. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com. Universal Men's Clinic. Convenient, affordable, and guaranteed.
Keeping our eyes on an auto pedestrian accident in a rare spot on the I-215 belt route that had things completely shut down for a while. We've got eyes on it this morning, and the investigation continues. We'll have a full report on that throughout the morning.
Salt Lake City has decided on a new flag. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports there are actually rules for making one.
Some principles to flag design. Use 2 to 3 basic colors, meaningful symbolism, no words or seals, and keep it simple. Using those guidelines, the Salt Lake City Flag Committee poured through 600 entries. They picked two and combine them. SLC's new flag will be a horizontal band of sky blue above a band of white, with a white and gold and yellow sago lily in the top left corner. The blue and white symbolizing the snow, the sky, the Great Salt Lake, and salt, and the lily representing resilience. Other finalists included a few mountain designs with stars and a red-chained bee honeycomb. The city council will vote to approve the new flag on October 6th. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
You can check out the new flag at KSLNewsRadio.com.
Boy, I love these as a kid. The latest car in the Hot Wheels collection was designed right here in Utah. Greg Zalzio beat out more than 10,000 others to win the Hot Wheels Legends Tour.
We were then kind of immortalized into their Hot Wheels Garage of Legends, as they call it, and we were presented with our very own Hot Wheel, die-cast version of a Hot Wheel.
Somewhere in my mother's house, there are boxes full of these Hot Wheels cars from my childhood. Zalzio says the best part about the whole process was being able to share it with his boys.
Former FBI Director James Comey's best-selling book, A Higher Loyalty, has been made into a two-part movie airing on Showtime this weekend.
James Comey's story has gotten a lot of attention over the last few years, but Jeff Daniels says you're going to learn stuff from the Comey rule.
We're steaming towards an iceberg.
The rock and a hard place thing that Comey found himself in. That I think, will be new information regardless of what you remember.
The film covers Hillary Clinton's email investigation in part one, then Comey's time serving under President Trump, and Daniels hopes it'll influence voters.
I think it can have an impact on the 20% in the middle who have voted Republican their whole lives, but they believe in decency, civility, and doing unto others. They're not seeing that from Trump, and they're upset.
The Comey Rule premieres Sunday night on Showtime. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
However you feel about what he just said, I love Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, he's great.
I saw him live on Broadway once in a two-person play, just him and one other actor for the entire it was entire 90 minutes. It was amazing.
Which is tough to hold the attention of an audience.
That's what I thought, too.
Wow.
I thought how exhausted he must have been. I was emotionally exhausted at the end just watching him.
Huh.
He's incredible. Right now, 5:39, let's get a look at your early morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and we go back over to you, Andy.
Well, traffic on the West Belt down to a couple of lanes as you head north from 47th up towards 35th South. That says they continue the investigation from the overnight autoped crash, but the freeway is open. You'll just have to move to the left to get by. Been pretty nice on I-15 so far. Had a little bit of a southbound delay in Utah County a little bit ago. Now it looks like maybe they're doing a slowdown on the northbound side around Lehigh's Main Street as they get the last of the barrels moved off in the construction going up towards 2100 North. No delays that I can see right now between Ogden and Salt Lake City. Upgrade your kitchen now and get your dream appliances before the holidays at locally owned Durden's. Black Friday deals start now. Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Let's get back over to Grant, see what the forecast holds for the day.
Sunny skies, warms up to 86 today, but it's cooling quite a bit for the weekend. 74 degrees tomorrow and a lot of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting quite a bit cooler this morning. It's 59 degrees.
We're talking politics with the political director of ABC, Rick Klein, in just a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Don't go away. That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger,
yeah.
I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis-Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:43. The three things you need to know this hour. First, a woman is dead after she apparently ran onto the freeway along I-215's west belt overnight. The Highway Patrol says she was hit by multiple cars, and all of the drivers did stop and are cooperating with the investigation.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a couple returned to their former home in Cedar Hills and refused to leave. A standoff ended with their arrest.
Third, of course, we're going to keep an eye on that drive this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Right now, traffic looking good on I-15. It's on the west belt where you got two lanes blocked, two open. Northbound near the 4100 South overpass as you go up towards Valley Fair Mall. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, a little breezy in 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, it's 59 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
1 week after her death, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will become the first woman to ever lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. ABC's Terry Moran is there.
Over at the court where she's been for a couple of days lying in repose, it has been a remarkable scene. Ordinary people, thousands of them, coming in grief, but also, it seemed to me, in gratitude, this outpouring of gratitude.
About two dozen people were arrested during overnight protests in Louisville. Today, the man accused of shooting two city police officers during Wednesday's protests is set to be arraigned. Also in Wisconsin, there'll be an extradition hearing for Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the 17-year-old accused of killing two people during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's currently in custody in Illinois. Police in Paris say two people were hurt in a stabbing attack near the former offices of Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine that was attacked in 2015. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The battle over filling the open spot on the Supreme Court is front and center as we head toward this November's election.
Joining us live from Washington is ABC News political director Rick Klein. How do you think this is playing out politically, Rick?
Well, I think the Supreme Court nominee that the president is going to name tomorrow is likely to be confirmed, probably before the election. And I just don't know that it's going to be an overriding issue because there just doesn't seem to be much drama around it. And we know the president changes subject so often, even in the days since then. So with the debate next week, with the president threatening there may not be a peaceful transition of power, there's just so much out there that I think that the fact that the president has a nominee tomorrow is likely to just kind of be background noise.
It does, however, serve to really inflame or, I guess, energize the base of both sides, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. And I think that's usually what happens here is that, you know, both sides do get energized. Yeah. I think barring some huge revelation about whoever the nominee is, though, she's going to be confirmed and Democrats even recognize that. And if it's all done before putting, with a bow on it before the election, there's going to be a lot of other issues voters are voting on. As you know, voters are voting already in almost 20 states. Again, the debate next week, there are other things that come in, the 200,000 COVID death mark. So I think it may re-energize, underscore the stakes of the race in a more vivid way. I know Democrats are thinking that it might help turn out among younger women, given the iconic status of RBG as a liberal icon. I know conservatives are very convinced that this is going to gin up their base because the unity they're able to derive around Supreme Court nominees, in particular under President Trump.
What are you anticipating in their first debate next Tuesday?
I don't know what to expect. I mean, President Trump, we saw him at the debates last time. He tries tricks. He tries physical intimidation. He had the stunt of bringing Bill Clinton's accusers into the debate hall itself, into the sight line of Hillary Clinton. I think he's going to try to tear down Joe Biden. And I think there's really going to be more at stake for Biden, even though Biden is leading this race. It's a tenuous lead. And there's just so much conflicting advice out there about how do you handle President Trump? Do you try to fact check him? Do you call him names? Do you get back in his face? Joe Biden himself has said, you know, he'd like to take the bully out back sometimes, and there'll be part of him that might want to throw down in fisticuffs. I mean, it's just, you don't really know what to expect. You know, Trump is such an untraditional political player. And, you know, don't underscore what it means to have a president challenged like this. And often a president in his first debate in a reelection, I remember this is George W. Bush, I remember with Barack Obama, you're not used to getting other people, you know, calling you out like that with that kind of stature, with the ability to do that. And it can throw you off your game. So I think it's going to be quite an evening next Tuesday.
It may be true that Joe Biden has more at risk here, but he also has a great opportunity to put to bed all of these questions about cognitive abilities.
Yeah, you're right. It's a great point. I mean, you know, I think there'll be a lot of Democrats worrying that he might slip in some moment. But you're right. If he has a good, strong hour and a half, the whole Sleepy Joe narrative starts to wither away a little bit. And don't leave out the possibility that Donald Trump will say or do things that make him look out of touch. I mean, there's so many gaffes from him that they kind of wash by, but 100 million people watching will be hard thing to overlook. You know, and let's face it, they're two older men that are running for president right now. And I think, you know, either of them, both of them, could have moments that don't make them look good.
It's moderated by, is it Chris Wallace moderating the debate?
That's correct.
Will he address what the comment made by the president that he may or may not accept the results of the election, or is that just a throwaway and he shouldn't even address it?
I don't know. I mean, I think Chris Wallace actually asked that at the last debate he moderated. He asked Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump that. He asked Donald Trump that again in an interview a couple of months ago. So it's kind of hard for me to think he won't bring it up, given that it's in the news. But it's Chris Wallace's debate to design. And you know, he is a heck of a tough interviewer, and say what you will about Fox News, his employers, but he is a real journalist, a long history in the business. I have a ton of respect for him, and he's going to do, you know, a solid job in holding the candidates to account for their own words and their own actions, not just laying it up for the two of them to go at it, but truly pressing both of them to explain things that might be contradictory in their records and things that are of critical importance to Americans.
Well, he grew up watching one of the best right there in his own home with Mike Wallace. We sure appreciate you always on a Friday, Rick. Thanks for your time. ABC News political director Rick Klein joining us on The In-Depth at 15 and 45. It's 5:49. Let's see how the roads are doing out there this morning. One particular spot on the west side brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Yeah, Tim, and flares are still out on the freeway. Two right lanes blocked, two left lanes open, northbound 215 just after 4700 south. You're able to get through right now without any backup. Everybody, the volumes have been light enough that it hasn't been much of a problem. We do have some slowing, though, on 4700 south getting to the freeway. A lot of eastbound delay in Taylorsville there just to go get on to 215. It looks like they may not have reopened the on-ramp lane, that Cloverleaf lane, because it's going to force you over so much quicker that you can go north past 47th. But if you're trying to get on at 47th, it looks like they're not allowing people to do that, and that appears to be part of the problem, unless there's a new crash that they haven't reported anywhere. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no-fee certificates with interest paid quarterly. Learn more at wasatchcredit.com. Wasatchcredit.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead now to the 7-day forecast and see when we cool off a little bit. Over to you, Grant.
Nice day today. Warm, breezy out there. Sunshine. We're up to 86. Tomorrow, quite a bit cooler. Only 74 and a lot of sun. And only 71 on Sunday. Again, lots of sunshine. Monday's high, 73 with mostly sunny skies. Those mornings and evenings will cool down. 78 on Tuesday. Sunshine warms back up to 80 on Wednesday with a lot of sun and sunny. 81 Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's check our current temperature downtown. We're at 59 degrees.
I just want to mention something. One of our texters asked a question this morning that I didn't know until this morning when I was reading up on Justice Ginsburg being the first Alliance state in the Capitol Rotunda. Mm-hmm. And some people were thinking, and our texter was asking, didn't Rosa Parks Lyon State in that same rotunda.
But there's a distinction.
There is. Rosa Parks in 2005, Lane in Honor.
In Honor, because she was a private citizen.
She was a citizen. Mm-hmm. And Lyon in State happens when you're a government official. So
right. It
is sort of semantics. Today we can still say Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be the first female to lie in state as a government official in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the honor is the same, but we appreciate your question. It's a good one this morning. Coming up, we'll see what's happening with your money news coming up next.
Mr. World here in outer space, enjoying the world's most weightless experience. You know what else feels weightless? Shopping at Eyeglass World. Yeah, instead of confusing prices and astronomical costs, Eyeglass World makes their prices clear and simple. Because shopping for glasses shouldn't be rocket science.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Don't miss Siegel Books' Celebrating Sisterhood event all day Friday and Saturday. Receive a free gift with every purchase during this incredible two-day sale. Get the 3-inch Christus statue, just $3.99. And all clearance price Sweet Salt clothing will be an additional 20% off. Drop by Siegel Book or enjoy this sale online all day Friday and Saturday. Get your free gift with every purchase in person or online. Either way, don't miss Celebrating Sisterhood at Siegel Book or SiegelBook.com.
The average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. At highway speeds, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Justice Department is expected to file an antitrust action against Google, accusing the company of using its search engine to stifle competition. The feds are also looking into Google's advertising practices.
KSL Drives, Ford is launching a new ad campaign in California that calls out Chevy, Jeep, and Toyota for not embracing the state's strict emission standards. Ford is one of the few automakers to publicly support tougher standards.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth and her family are facing a $45 million hit from the coronavirus pandemic. A big chunk of the lost cash comes from a lack of tourists visiting royal buildings.
And let's take a look at your money at this moment. The Dow futures down 151. That's a little more than 0.5%. S&P futures down 14.7. That's just a little shy of 0.5%. And the NASDAQ futures down 22. That's about 0.2%.
It's time for Cougar Tracks. That means it's time for us to say good morning to Mitch Harper.
Finding consistency has been a challenge for BYU the past few seasons. The Cougars have shown they can win big games, but they have struggled at times in games they are expected to win. After a 19-day layoff, is this year's team better equipped to put out consistent results? Jeff Grimes thinks so.
What I hope is the case, and I think will be the case, is that we'll be excited to play football, that we'll have a gratefulness in our hearts for the chance to play when a lot of people aren't playing or maybe are hoping to play. And when we were in position a week ago where we were thinking we were going to play and then didn't get to play a game, I feel very excited just to play a game and can't wait to get to Saturday.
You can listen to number 18 BYU take on the Troy Trojans tomorrow night here on KSL News Radio with kickoff at 8:15 p.m. and pregame coverage starting at 6 o'clock. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
News brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. By now you know that we have helped thousands of men with ED. Our acoustic wave technology is FDA registered to increase blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is safe and effective. Now you can throw the pills away. Call us right now. We're running an unprecedented special. We'll give you the initial assessment and blood flow ultrasound totally free, plus a special gift that produces instant results to your intimacy. But we're not stopping there. For those that call in the next 2 minutes and come in and take our treatments, we'll give you the most advanced form of testosterone available, all free. This is a $700 offer, free to those that call now. Some think we're crazy to be giving away so much, but we're committed to effectively treating the root cause problem of your ED. The number is 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify for this offer and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Summer is behind us. The colder fall and winter months stretch out ahead. Traffic is starting to back up a little more. And the 2020 election will be here before you know it.
I approve this message.
The next few weeks are a time to stay dialed in. So stay informed. Ask Alexa each morning. Play KSL News Radio. And join us here, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Amanda, still have the two lanes restricted northbound on the West Belt at 4100 South. That's going to look like it's going to be there for a while yet. Got a crash, turns out. That's what's causing our backups on 4700 South, trying to get to I-215. Crash right in front of that credit union just after 27th West. Delays all the way back to 3200 West. Had a KSL traffic trooper tip us off of about a crash or a bunch of police on the exit ramp northbound in Springville at the north exit. I don't see that any longer. At least exiting the freeway, you should be fine. And I am seeing some northbound delay, though, on I-15, though, between, it looks like, Lehigh, Maine, and going up towards 2100 North. Looks like they're doing another slowdown to get construction barrels moved. Mr. Max BOGO suit sale is back. Buy one suit at $299. Get the second for just $1 on a variety of colors and patterns. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
I thought we were supposed to be done with the 80s today, but we're going to have another warm day with some south winds. 86 for a high, finally. 74 degrees tomorrow. We'll stay there for the next 4 or 5 days.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.